Okay, so hello everybody and welcome to today's OxyCSA call on the 10th of September. On the call today we have Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, Jim Galvin, Mikey O'Connor, and Jörg Schweiger. From ICANN staff we have Bart Boswinkel, Patrick Jones, and Christina Nordström, and apologies from Julie Hedlund and Mark Custers. That's it.
Terrific, thanks. The only thing I have on the agenda is to take a look at the results of our call 2 weeks ago with Bill Graham and Chris to Spain. I drew another picture. I thought we could walk through that. So short and sweet agenda, unless there's something else people want to talk about. Okay. The slide is on your screen. Let me know if it's too small. I can see it, but I'm compensating for people with less bits. So if you can't read the type on there, just sing out. In essence, what I did, moving, here's the slide that we started with. And what I've done several things. I've lengthened the amount of time. So let me go back to the new slide. And I've sort of laid out the slide now with both Toronto and Beijing to give a sense of one of the things that we talked about was this idea that we would kind of wait until after, you know, until the DNS-RMF work is further along and then decide whether we need a separate DSSA risk assessment process or not. And Patrick, I'm making some assumptions about the schedule of the DNS-RMF stuff, so if these are too aggressive, do sing out, because it may not be realistic to actually launch that Phase 2 effort that soon. But
when do you want me to jump in on this?
Yeah, go ahead, by all means.
Okay. So under the on the bottom, the define initial DNS risk management framework between now and Toronto, I think it's more accurate that it's we're going to be identifying and retaining the consultant to assist with that. Hopefully that entity will be in Toronto at the public session and be able to begin to get inputs from the community for the framework, and then the task would be to then go from Toronto to Beijing to complete the framework and present it for to the community.
Okay, so that middle one is still all right.
Yes.
Okay. And it says input, but it sure doesn't look like input. Let me move my little. I think the problem is that the arrow needs to come to the front. It's too bad Cheryl's not on the call so that she could accuse me of mumbling. There. Okay. And the one that I put above that was the align, integrate findings and methods, and maybe that's a little aggressive too, huh? If they're not even selected. What do you think, Patrick? Should we move that backwards in time as well?
Well, I think that whoever it will be selected and retained by Toronto. It's just aligning and integrating. I'm not sure. Yeah, I'd say that's aggressive.
Yeah, all right. So let's do this. Pull that out into this kind of time frame. Because I think it could start in Toronto if they're selected. And it might even be possible to start it a little bit before Toronto. you know, I think one of the things we might offer the consultant is a briefing, if they're interested. And we could, you know, rather than soak up their valuable Toronto time, we could maybe do that briefing a little bit before Toronto.
I think that would be helpful.
Okay. Then, the reason I put obtain community feedback and incorporate those suggestions, I put that in parallel with the with the work that the consultant's doing. Do you think they're going to be done by the end of Beijing? Or is that pushing it too?
The working group would like them to be, to have something that's out for community comment before Beijing.
Okay. Well, that's cool. And I think what we could do is I'm going to change this on the fly a little bit so that I can remember what's going on. I'm going to put this in parallel a little bit more. And I'll clean this up later, but I want to sort of take notes. Maybe do it like that, sort of. You know, I think one of the big points that was made, at least for me, by Bill, was the interest and willingness of the GNFRMS group to involve us somehow. And I think that the somehow probably gets figured out during that process. And it may be then that this is a little premature, this notion. I mean, what we came up with on the call last time was that we would wait and sort of see whether it made sense to continue with a separate DSSA effort or not. And maybe the thing to do is give the, I mean, you know, I guess this is back to you, Patrick. You know, what I was presuming is that they might launch phase two right after Beijing. It sounds like that might be a little premature as well.
You know, that it, maybe not. That is intended that they would, that we would have the consultant assist with the phase two. We'll leave it up to the working group to see. Maybe they want to use someone else, but I don't see that as all that likely.
Yeah. Okay. And so, presumably, if that was true, then if these two pieces of work were done, establish a community-based component of the risk management project and actually launching the project itself was done, maybe the way that these tie together is like this. We sort of see what this turns out to be, the community-based component of that project. And then after that's figured out, that's really when we can figure out whether we need to continue on as a separate thing or not. Does that track for the rest of you?
Olivia's got a
minus out there. Olivia, I'm sorry, I haven't been paying attention to the chat. I've been busy drawing. Go ahead and chime in. And Jim is typing. Olivia, are you on mute? Do you, or
minus means stepped away.
Oh, thank you. I didn't realize. Oh, all right. That's good to know. All right. Well, how do you feel about what I've just done? Does this improve things? Is this close to the understanding that the rest of you had at the end of that meeting? I'm not hearing shrieks of outrage, so... I think the one thing that I forgot to capture, and I'm going to sort of keep my fingers crossed, that maybe some of the rest of you... Bill Graham said, well, there's Plan A and Plan B, and he then preferred Plan B. And I didn't write down what those two plans were. Does anybody else remember what he was talking about? Because I wanted to make sure that I incorporated that idea in this. My recollection is that he was talking about DSSA/community participation in the project. But I'm a little fuzzy on that, and I could take an action to go back and listen to the transcript, but I was just curious if anybody else remembered right offhand what he was talking about. Ah, Olivier's typing. You can speak if you want, or are you not able to? Oh, okay, I see. So he's just explaining what's going on. That he has another call that came in.
Mikey, you might really just listen to the conversation or the transcript once again, because I'm not sure what Bill was referring to, but my recollection is at least that it wasn't what you mentioned before.
Yeah, okay. I'll go listen to that. I meant
sorry for that. I can recall it myself, but I think it was... No. Go ahead, but back to the transcript, please.
Yeah, I'll do that. Because I meant to and then forgot, so I'll just take an action to listen to that.
By the way, could you elaborate a little bit on the established community-based component of the risk management framework launch project? Because I'm trying to assemble the sentence, and I just wouldn't want to fit into my brain. So,
you want me to unpack that, do you? Well,
yeah,
no, that's
somehow
boring.
I keep on reading the sentence like fourth or fifth time, and I said, wow.
Now let me take some words down, take the syllables down. I think this is really what Bill was talking about, and so I'll go back and get the transcript squared away. But what I came away from the call with was that there was a strong desire on the part of the working on the part of the DNS RMF working group to include the community in whatever framework gets established, that this be a bottom-up, not a top-down process. And that one of the things that they would like, or at least Bill would like, and hopefully that carries over to the other part of the group, is that there is a community part to the risk management function. You know, there's a formal engagement, there's a formal role for the community, which right now we kind of represent, in the ongoing function. Now, Patrick, since you're pretty involved in this, if that's not what you heard, or if that's not what the rest of you heard, by all means, chime in. So anyway, that's what I was trying to do, is capture the notion that community-based job and role defined and established. And then at that point, we'd know whether that role was sufficient for us to be able to retire from the stage, or whether there was still something left over that we, with our, you know, we have a somewhat broader scope in a way than the DNSRMF project does. But by having this community component of that risk management function better defined, we would be able then to make the decision as to whether we needed to keep going or not. Does that unpack it, or does that further confuse it?
No, I think it unpacks it, but I'm not sure whether this was really meant by Bill or not.
Yeah, okay. I got to go listen to that transcript, clearly. Patrick, what do you think? You know, you were listening to that pretty hard. Do you remember what Bill was sort of talking about and all that?
Well, so I do. I think once the consultant gets going with the preparation of the framework, that they would want to look to the DSSA and others as a resource and have some engagement with the community to help create the most complete DNS risk management framework. And then the next step would be, once they start an actual cycle, perhaps he meant to be able to return to the DSSA for inputs and assistance into that cycle. I'll be honest, I probably have to listen to it again too.
Yeah, I think that's the action out of this. I think what we'll do is sort of treat this as a first draft and go back and listen to the transcript of that call. Because that's why I made this part of the community-based part of it a joint effort between the two groups. Rather than belabor it on today's call, let me do that action item. And I think I would suggest that you all take a moment. I think that the part that really got down to the final version was sort of two-thirds of the way through the call, about 35 or 40 minutes in. So I don't think it'll take long to review that part. But I think we better do that, because it's been too long for me to remember, and I mentioned that rather than make it up, the nice thing is we have a recording. Christina, by the way, just to put you on the spot, there was a pretty extensive chat during that call, which just as I was going to email it to myself, flipped away. Did you happen to email the chat to yourself before you cleared it?
I actually emailed it to the group.
Oh, you did?
Emailed the recording.
No, not the recording. The chat.
Yeah, with the recording.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Let me double check, but I'm pretty sure I did.
Cool. Okay, well, that's got that covered. Because I think Bill actually typed some of that stuff into the chat as well. And we had a fairly extensive amount of conversation in the chat to sort of flesh things out. So we need to go. I think we just need to go back and check that. Okay. Any other thoughts about this before we wrap up? I'm quite delighted to wrap this call up early because I've got to lead another one at 9, and that would be nice to be able to get ready for it a little bit. But I don't want to rush off of this if there are other things on people's minds.
No, I think, Mikey, as you've been documenting, we are kind of in a stalled or in a holding position, and we got to get some other groups, some work or some other groups might have to do some work before we can go on. This just reflects the current state we are in.
Yeah, I think that the big message out of the call, at least for me, was we'll sort of ease off a bit and let other events unfold before we make, you know, any real hard choices about that.
What we might want to do is, have there been any feedback, any public comments so far on the report part one?
Oh, I meant to check that before this call. Has anybody zipped out to the comment forum to see if there's anything there? I forgot.
Same here.
Oh, Olivier, you're back. You get your hand up. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mikey. It's Olivier for the transcript. Can you hear me?
Yeah, it's fine.
Oh, okay. So I'm now back in a country where people can hear me. The previous one, it wasn't.
Oh,
it's too faint. I haven't checked the public comment. I just wanted to register the fact that I was very pleased to hear what was happening in the call that we had with Bill and with Chris as well, and their intention of having their work interface with the community and specifically with this working group is something which I welcome very much. My big concern was that they were going to launch into something that was top-down and that was going to just do the usual ICANN thing, you know, get a consultant, pay them copious amounts of money, and then because you pay them a lot of money, even though the report is absolute, what word should I use? Rubbish, let's be nice today, rubbish. They think, well, you know, we paid enough for that, so this has to be God's words, and there's no way that the community can discuss this. Thankfully, on this occasion, they are going to involve the community, and I really look forward to that. So I'm very happy with the way this is going. I have related all of that, of course, to the at-large advisory committee as well, and so we have full support on this site. That's all. Thank you.
Yeah, and I think that one of the sort of logistical things that I was getting at towards the end of the call is how that interfacing happens. Patrick, do you have a sense that it would, you know, I guess I'm going to sort of throw the ball to you. I think if interface with the community means parachute in here, listen to us for a half an hour, and then disappear for 4 months, that's not the expectation, at least, that I am carrying.
Yeah, and I don't think that's the expectation that Bill and the working group have either.
Okay.
Your suggestion of having a briefing from the DSSA to the consultants or with the consultants is a good one. I also think it'd be useful to arrange, one-on-one calls between the consultant and different groups, or even having, you know, webinar time where there's interaction. Something like that, rather than, you know, a session in Toronto and that's it.
Well, one of the things that I suggested to Bill indirectly when I asked him, so who's our liaison point with the project? And Bill said, well, I guess at this point it's me. But my presumption would be that when the consultant's in place, that one of the things we might want to do is ask the consultant to designate a liaison that joins us on these calls, so that we can keep the... I don't think they need to sit through the general call, but I think in terms of keeping two projects sort of on track, it's useful to have some mechanism whereby the two project teams can coordinate what they're doing. And so... I would lobby for something like that. I don't know if it has to be every call or every two calls or something like that, but some designated point of contact with that project team so that if an issue comes up, we've got somebody we can call. and get an answer to a question. Do you think that's a reasonable expectation to set?
Yeah, I think that's doable. I mean, you also do have another point of contact, and that's, you know, I am a link between the board working group and this group. So if you aren't able to get a consultant on the call for whatever reason, you can still reach me.
Yeah, I think that one of the nice things about having the actual consultant is there's a more direct accountability there. I think one of the worries that we all have, and I think Olivier sort of touched on it, is this sort of independent work that kind of proceeds in a stately journey from one end to the other, undisturbed by the reality of the community, I think would be something that we will spot fairly quickly and much more quickly if we've got sort of regular engagement with the leader or a leader of that project team. And so I think what I'd lobby for is a designated hitter on that team to tentatively join this group. An hour a week isn't going to cost you a lot of money. And I think that it would be very helpful to keep the two projects lined up. So there's just a little lobbying for you today.
Yep.
Anything else we want to touch on today? Jim, go ahead.
So this is Jim. Thanks, Mikey. For the coordination effort, shouldn't the coordination go both ways? I mean, if they're going to have someone as part of our working group, shouldn't we have someone as part of their working group?
Yeah, that would be even better in my view. What do you think of that idea, Patrick?
Isn't that what we've been discussing?
That's not what I've been hearing. You know, what I've been hearing is that consultants are going to churn along and do whatever they do and check back with us periodically. I think what Jim is saying is, why don't we have somebody clamber in the boat with the consultant and be part of their team? Right, Jim?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, I thought that's what Bill Graham had mentioned. Maybe we've all heard different things, but I was under the impression that this group and the DSSA would be looked to very closely for there would be some coordination or, you know, even someone from the group participating with the consultants as they begin to build this thing.
Well, I think there's sort of two levels. Level one is sort of the one that I described, which is that there's a kind of leadership coordination role, which happens, you know, once a week for an hour, and it could be this call or it could be another call, or once every 2 weeks or who knows. But anyway, there's a keep the work coordinated role. And I think what Jim is talking about, and something I'd be very keen on, is no, actually participate in the work. So let's say that the consultant works on this 10, 15, 20 hours a week, and they have periodic team working sessions that somebody from the DSSA actually participates in those working sessions rather than just at a coordination and information exchange level. Which would mean
so this is Jim, can I comment?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, actually, I wasn't really thinking about that when I made my comment. I guess when Patrick said, isn't that what we're talking about, maybe the answer to that really is yes, trying to put all the pieces together here in my mind. I was stuck on listening to you, Mikey, talk about having somebody from the consultants group who participates in our leadership group as a way of just, you know, ensuring that we have a regular conduit and things stay on track. And it occurred to me, you know, they must have some team meetings or leadership group on that side. And, you know, there should be some, you know, the close coordination should go in both directions. Now, I don't know exactly what the implementation of that is, and listening to Patrick say, well, isn't that what we're talking about? Maybe that is the right answer. I'm after a concept as opposed to a specific implementation choice. So I just think we should keep that in mind. You know, there should be a balance here in terms of leadership staying coordinated to make sure that each of the groups are, that nothing is happening in either group that's relevant to the other.
Right, or at least that if those things are happening, they're known and coordinated.
Right.
Yeah. So
does that sound more agreeable, Patrick?
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds fine.
Cool. All right. Well, that's a good good refinement. Bart, go ahead.
Yeah, this is Bart. As I recall from the call, is that as Bill is currently more or less having the initiative, that, say, the ops, the SSA, would get back to Bill with a kind of proposal, idea how it wants to move forward prior to the Toronto meeting. So I think, say, all the questions and suggestions made today may be something to record and have a further discussion with Bill how to structure the post-Toronto cooperation.
Yeah, I'm just taking let me just.
And I just checked the chat from the call. So Christina did send it out.
Oh, good.
Of 2 weeks ago. Say, Bill mentioned three options. The three options were just a consultant doing the risk framework, consultant with community, and the third one was staff with community. And it looks like, say, according to the chat, his suggestion would be the consultant with community. So the consultant directly interacting with the community. So no in between of staff. So the third one was consultant alone doing the risk framework analysis. And what I've seen, say, from the chat, it was clearly the preference would be the consultant with community. That's the green one, almost. That was Bill's comment from the chat.
Thank you, sir. That's great.
But also that, and that's what I definitely recall, that, say, the Office of the SSA would get back to Bill to with some suggestions how to move forward.
Yeah, that's really the action that I'm working on, is sort of trying to get ourselves straight on this and then writing something that we can push back to Bill.
And I think the suggestions of this call already indicate some options for the coordination with the consultant.
Yeah. Okay. Olivier is agreeing. Cool. I will for sure take the action to listen to the transcript of both of these calls and then try and flesh out this outline that I've started. This is homework that I should have done before this call, but I've just been really busy. Dang it. Sorry about that. Anything else that we want to explore at this point? Okay. Well, I think let's wrap this one up. That'll give me a little more time to get ready for the next call, which is super helpful. And then I have a little more time this week to dig into that transcript. And I will do that and push something out to you, hopefully by the end of the week, no later than the status report, for sure. All right. That's it for me. Last chance. I think that's it. Christina, I think you can end the recording and we'll wrap it up for this week. Thanks, folks.
All right.
Thanks, Mikey.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Mikey. Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.
See you, Olivia. Bye-bye.